the No Panic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, November 24, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it's a bleak Thanksgiving for thousands of restaurants and bars in Michigan forced to close under pressure from the Whitmer administration. More than a quarter million of our neighbors are now on the unemployment line again. How will they survive? Number two, Kalkaska County wants Governor Whitmer out. Yeah, they want her out of office. We'll tell you about that. And number one, Michigan was in the crosshairs of political conversations Monday. The State Board of Canvassers weighing in on whether or not to certify the November 3rd election. Well, certify they did. The Michigan board in charge of certifying the election results cast a pivotal vote yesterday to validate the state's tallies, cementing Democratic candidate Joe Biden's victory despite unproven claims of fraud levied by Republican President Donald Trump, unproven thus far. That's the lead of the Detroit News is what I'm sharing with you there. The Board of State Canvassers voting 3-0 to certify the results. Norm Schinkel abstained, meaning Aaron Langeveld's decision was decisive. He was the other Republican. We have a clear duty to certify the results of the election as shown by the returns that were given to us. Then Langeveld said, we cannot and should not go beyond that. As John Adams once said, we are a government of laws, not men. Schinkel called on the Republican-led legislature to conduct an in-depth review of election procedures. He also cited Wayne County, where two GOP canvassers said they regretted their votes to certify the results because of out-of-balance absentee ballots. I believe that Wayne County's certification needs to be looked at, said Schinkel, before abstaining from a vote. So there you have it. And State Supreme Court on a 4-3 vote also rejected a lawsuit asking for an audit, among other things, in Wayne County. State Supreme Court rejecting that, although the audit question will go back to a lower court. Yeah, just so much, to look at. Don't know if it goes anywhere at this point because it's politics. Even though the audit is required, it's still politics. Yeah, still politics. All right. Kalkaska, Michigan, Dateline, a Northern Michigan County board declared in support of impeaching Governor Gretchen Whitmer, despite indications from Republican leadership in Lansing that that won't happen. The Kalkaska County Board of Commissioners voting 4-2 to approve a resolution in support of impeachment. It's now sent to the Michigan legislature for consideration. But as you already know, Lee Chatfield, the Republican House Speaker, slammed the door shut last week on calls by some in his party to impeach Governor Whitmer. Bear with me as I get this cat out of my throat. He took up residency, apparently. Chatfield has said that any effort to impeach Whitmer with the current set of facts before us would be on the same level as the impeachment proceedings against President Trump last year, which he called shameful. Actually, those impeachment resolutions and efforts went all the way through this year now, didn't it? So, there you go. A couple of letters that came through the door here. I'm asking you as well, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? Are you going to stay with the governor and follow her rulings? Are you going to follow the rulings of, oh, good Lord, Tom Wolf, the governor of Pennsylvania, banning alcohol sales after 5 o'clock tomorrow? All alcohol sales are to be concluded. All in-person alcohol sales, no on-site consumption, 5 p.m. tomorrow and through Thanksgiving. As if 2020 shouldn't come with a couple of extra drinks for everyone. Hi, Steve. Responding to your question about whether we are celebrating Thanksgiving and what we are doing for Thanksgiving, we're lucky we live in the state of Florida. We have a pro-American government and governor, and I'm cooking from anywhere between a dozen and 20 people. I'm cooking for people that have nowhere to go, kind of like the Island of Misfit Toys. Anyway, I love your show, Steve. You're doing a great job. I watch you every morning down in Cape Coral, Florida. I train dogs for a living. Glad that I am self-employed. Jamie North, who hails from Ann Arbor and grew up in Northville. Socorro is in San Diego. Good morning. I live in San Diego, and my husband and I are hosting a total of 25 deplorables. All food will be served buffet style and not in individual trays, as urged by Emperor Gavin Newsom. We're standing strong and continue to support our president. I think a lot of folks are just saying enough. We've had it. We're not going to do this anymore. And I'm looking forward to more comments. Please take the time. Go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note whenever you want to share something with me. We'll talk about it right here. The turkeys have arrived at the White House, by the way. Corn and cob. Corn and cob are the two turkeys that have arrived at the White House. They will have a presidential pardon. That first began in 1989. The National Thanksgiving Turkey Presentation is a tradition that took place first in 1947, according to the White House. But the first official presidential pardon came in 1989 from President George H.W. Bush. The act of gifting a turkey to the president has been around for a very long time. A very long time. Goes back to the early part of our nation. They're there. And by the way, the White House Christmas tree also arrived. An 18.5 foot Fraser fir from the state of West Virginia. The official tree for 2020. Now out there. And you know what is really ridiculous to me? Melania Trump tweets out about the Christmas tree. And the pigs of the sewer of social media attack her. Yeah, the pigs that crawl out of the sewer of social media attack her. What is wrong with people, honestly? She's the first lady. She's done nothing to hurt you or anybody else for that matter. And she deserves some respect. She doesn't deserve that hateful behavior. I'll just say that. Well, at My Pure Health Solutions, there's a Black Friday event you don't want to miss. A chance for you to save $250 off a customized weight loss program just for you. It's all custom, as you know. And you get a free scale. $250 off and a free scale. It's the Black Friday event starting right now and for the next 2 weeks. $250 off plus a free scale. And you can do everything remotely from home. You don't have to show up anywhere. Anywhere. Yeah. And by the way, in Okemos, Michigan, a Toys for Tots event with Kevin Wheat at Wheat Jewelers. Toys for Tots, you can come see the real-life reindeer. Don't forget to do that. Don't forget your Black Friday event from My Pure Health Solutions. By the way, GruberHealth.com, the place to be for that, GruberHealth.com. And the place for real reindeer and Toys for Tots, Wheat Jewelers in Okemos. At GorillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GorillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A, Grills.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.